not let by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Friday, December 20th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of the things that I've been following very closely, as you know, is this lame duck session going on in Lansing. And with the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, not able to corral the Democrats' 56-seat majority to 54 Republicans, his caucus fell apart. Karen Whitsitt hiding out in the Minority Leader Matt Hall's office, avoiding the call to the House. Basically, he did that about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. What is a call to the House? Well, it means that you must come to the chamber, you must sit at your desk, and you must participate. That's basically what the call to the House is. With the call to the House comes police powers. He would have had the ability, had they known where Karen Whitsitt was hiding, the red sergeant of arms could have gone into the minority leader's office and taken her out by force and delivered her to the House chamber to her seat. They didn't do that. Other state representatives weren't even in Lansing yesterday. I was text messaging with Matt Maddock. He said that him and Michonne weren't even in Lansing. Well, with a call to the House, Speaker Joe Tate could have contacted the Michigan State Police. They could have contacted Matt Hall and said, you need to get back to the Capitol. If you don't, we will come and get you. They didn't do that. So as a result, bottom line, the House chamber portion of our bicameral state government fell apart yesterday. But what they did do is send over 300 bills to the state Senate. Vicky and I, while having dinner last night, well, we were monitoring and listening to the process in the state Senate. And again, it was like an auctioneer calling out requests for bids on items in an auction. That's how quickly they were talking. One bill after another, rammed through, put on the board, voted on, and basically 20 to 18, every single bill was basically Democrats 20 yes, Republicans 18 no's. Now, there were a couple of bills that I heard and watched on Michigan Senate TV that were basically nothing burger type of bills. Bipartisan support. Every state senator voted for it. Oh, there were still one or two holdouts, but basically they passed with 34 out of 38 yes votes. There was only a couple of those. Only a handful that I saw while I was spending time watching Michigan Senate TV yesterday afternoon, evening. Most of them, 2018. But here's the question. On Tuesday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer called Speaker of the House Joe Tate from Detroit, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks from Grand Rapids into her office. She told them point blank, she wanted to see economic development reforms on certain bills, and she wanted a permanent road funding formula, something that the incoming speaker, Matt Hall, had proposed a few weeks ago. Well, they didn't do either one of them. Going to be very interesting to see exactly how she is going to play her threat, her hand, when they send her all these bills. Because she told both the Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader, if I don't get what I want, I'm not signing any more bills. It's that simple. I'm not going to do it. Well, here are some of the bills that are dead. You have to understand that this is a situation that they had an opportunity to get things done, and they didn't do it. Michigan's House abruptly adjourning for the year Thursday stopped hundreds of Senate-passed bills from becoming laws. Some of those bills were government transparency. Those bills would have required the legislature and the governor's office to have to respond to FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act. Well, it was passed in the Senate,
But the House never passed it. Gun and police enforcement reforms, polluter pay bills, and many others all died in the House. A Democratic governing trifecta that began with a roar ended with a whimper Thursday at the Michigan Capitol, where House leaders abruptly adjourned their last scheduled session day of the year without any votes. House Speaker Pro Tem Lori Podhoretsky, a communist Democrat from Livonia, told reporters as she fought back tears, quote, "Everything that was on the agenda today in the House is dead. And the 55 members that did not attend should feel free to own that." What 55 members is she talking about? There's 56 Democrats, 54 Republicans. She said 55. What are you talking about, Lori? Oh, that's right. All 54 Republicans did not show up, and one lone Democrat, State Representative Karen Whitsitt from Detroit. This spectacular crash capped off days of dysfunction and came about an hour after House Speaker Joe Tate resorted to the extreme measure of instituting the, quote, call of the House, end quote, directing sergeants to force the absent lawmakers to return to the House chamber. Well, Tate ultimately chose to adjourn rather than force the holdouts back to the House, where Republicans had walked out last week in protest, and Democratic State Representative Karen Whitsitt, who followed the Republicans' lead. The House is technically going to reconvene on December 31st at 1 p.m. But that will only be to officially call it to an end for the year. The Senate, still passing bills, is tentatively set to meet this coming Monday, Christmas Eve, December the 23rd. Well, the implosion means that lawmakers will not modify pending changes to the upcoming minimum wage tipped wage law. They won't make any changes to the sick leave law, which the Republicans had hoped to do. The biggest outside of the tipped wage law was the long-term road funding formula that Governor Gretchen Whitmer had sought from the legislators. Instead, the surprise adjournment effectively killed any proposals approved by the Democratic-led Senate, but not yet voted on by the House. With the Republicans taking over leadership next year after flipping 4 seats in the November 5th fall election, well, these bills that died in the House, passed in the Senate, over 250. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks said in a statement, quote, "I am deeply disappointed that the House of Representatives called it quits while so many great pieces of legislation were ready for a green light. Legislators are tasked with the responsibility of using every tool available to advocate for their constituents and their communities. And frustrated is way too light of a word to describe my dismay that the House failed to meet its obligations in this potential historic moment, end quote, said Winnie Brinks. Among the Senate-approved bills that died in the House when they adjourned, lawmakers had never been closer than ever before to opening up the governor's office and the state legislature to the Freedom of Information Act. Requests be made all the time. They don't answer. They don't respond. You know why? Because our state laws specifically do not require the governor's office or the state legislator, the senators and the state reps do not have to comply with FOIA requests. Michigan is only one of two states that fully exempts both the executive branch and the legislative branch from public record laws. Though measures to change that statistic had wide bipartisan support, efforts to subject state officials to the law have absolutely come apart in past sessions. The latest legislation, which would allow citizens to request emails and other records from the governors and the state legislature after January 1st of 2027, passed the Senate back in June. But it had been waiting action in the House since early this summer. Why? Why did Joe Tate hold off in not passing that in the House? Finally, a House committee advanced the legislation back on December the 11th. 9 days ago. But the package did not come up on the agenda for a full floor vote until yesterday, Thursday. And when they adjourned and called it quits, the legislation died. That is unacceptable, folks. We need them to be held accountable to FOIA requests, and it didn't happen because of the incompetent Joe Tate, Speaker of the House. We'll wrap this up. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health.